This is the Midday Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. We're on the phone with Naomi Bloom of Total Farm Marketing. Naomi, what are we seeing here today for the grain markets?
Well, we started today with a little bit of two-sided trade action, but right now at midday here, I've got corn trading 8 cents higher, also soybeans 8 cents higher, with the wheat up 20 cents. So wheat right now is essentially the leader in the complex because of still continued concerns that if the Ukraine and Russia situation escalates, they'll be too busy fighting each other, and they won't be able to export wheat to the world. So the hope continues to be that the United States would gain some of that business. Looking over at corn and soybeans, corn market keeps getting through short-term resistance areas and then gets up to the next target on charts for pricing strategies and pricing points. So March corn today at 628 and three quarters got up to 631. So we're at the highs from June. If it can get up to the 640 area for the March contract, that would be a repeat high from May of last spring. Markets continued, of course, to be well supported by ideas and hopes that the United States continues to gain some more export business. The fight for acres continues to be on. And overall, we have well support because even though the rain in South America that's come through, some of the farmers down there and some of the agriculture agencies down there are saying it was maybe too little too late. And right now the thought is that the crop in South America is going to be smaller than it was a year ago. If that's the case, that should keep our grain market supported here for a little while longer.
All right. And let's talk a little bit on the livestock side as well. Usually when we see these gains, maybe, it doesn't look as great in the livestock side, but we're actually seeing some pretty decent gains there as well.
Yep. We've got the hog market today trading a buck to about $1.77 higher. Market there continuing to be fueled by the rumors of the PRRS virus as it continues to grow and spread throughout the Midwest. That, of course, would be affecting future hog production. Demand continues to be good for domestic demand and export demand overall for the hogs and cattle. Cattle yesterday tumbled a lot lower just because of the cattle on feed report being bearish and also outside markets being down so much with the stock market. But today they are trying to stabilize. So I've got fat cattle today pretty just much steady. It's trading and holding on near the 100-day moving average support on daily charts. Feeders, though, are down anywhere from 50 to 160 points lower.
Now, what effects do you think the current global and domestic demand conditions will have on the markets over this next week or so?
Yeah, so looking at the grain markets, there's a few things to be aware of course. We have our weekly export sales coming out on Thursday morning, and we're expecting to see some, decent-sized numbers just because we've had a few daily export sales announced this week. But something to be aware of going forward in February is that the Chinese New Year holiday starts in early February, and that usually lasts just over a week. When that happens, usually China is not a buyer of exports at that time because they're still having their celebrations. But then you piggyback onto that the fact that China is hosting the Olympics. And so now we don't know what that means in terms of exports. I mean, is it going to be that the whole country there is focused on the Olympics, or is just a portion of the country focused on the Olympics and then the grain buyers are going to be buying grain as needed? So that is an unknown to be aware of. We might see our export market kind of slip and stagger for a little bit in February, or we might see that because the South American crop, if it truly is smaller, maybe we see China come in the middle of the month and do some additional buying. So really be keeping an eye on exports. Also, something else that's going to be happening in February, not just the regular USDA monthly supply and demand report, but at the end of February is the USDA Outlook Forum in Washington, D.C., and that's when they have just a gathering and they're talking in general about ideas and concepts for the coming year. It's not a USDA report, but they do drop pretty big hints about what they think acres might be for the March 31st report. And trade really bites onto that and uses that as kind of a benchmark until we get the March 31st official numbers. So that USDA Outlook Forum can be something that the trade bites onto and watches and then gives us some short-term market direction as well.
All right. And if our producers need to learn more, how can they get in touch with you?
Please feel free to give me a call. The number here is 800-334-9779 and ask for Naomi, or shoot me an email, naomi@totalfarmmarketing.com.
That again was Naomi Bloom of Total Farm Marketing. We'll have the numbers next.
Welcome to January and 2022. While we don't know what the year will bring, we try to be prepared. The same is true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Always be aware of the forecast and driving conditions along the complete route you plan to take. Allow yourself extra time and drive according to conditions. Be prepared with a winter survival kit in your car. Be safe when you're driving this winter. If you're not comfortable, stay home or get a ride. And check road conditions across Iowa by calling 511 on your cell phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
At midday, we see March corn up 7 1/4 at 6.28 1/4, December corn up 3 even at 5.70 1/2. May soybeans up 8 1/4 at 14.19 1/4, November soybeans up 13 3/4 at 13.21 1/4. Soybean meal for May down 40 cents at $3.92.30. May soybean oil up 84 cents at $62.86. On the Merck, live cattle in February up 12.5 cents at $136.42. April feeder cattle down $1.37 at $165 even. February lean hogs up 90 cents at $87.15. Pork cutout in February up $1.27 at $97.35. And February class 3 milk down 20 cents at $20.25. Those are your midday market prices. I'm Riley Smith. Thanks again to Naomi Bloom of Total Farm Marketing for joining us today. Make sure you stay tuned later for the closing markets with Brent Barnett as he talks with Bill Moore of the Price Futures Group on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.